And please, as we proceed, feel free to give us a call on the CO line 020-737-1301. If you're dialing from outside, of course, add plus the code, country code plus 31. That's 31 plus 31 to 0737-1301. Let me kick off with introduction. I would let my co-presenter, Apostle Dr. Helen Roof, to introduce our guest, and I will kick off with the program.
Well, today in this show, we'll be sharing on the journey of Ludo, you know, in the past 20 years, and then our speakers will be breaking us on some of the successes, challenges, and the opportunities in front of this journey. So, our listeners also will be hearing about the week in and for Nigerian project, which encompasses around social and medical intervention and initiatives for the Nigerian people. So we ask our listeners to feel very, very free to call us on the studio line and to call us when our lines are open to also interact with our speakers. So our guests today are people who are already known in the circle of NEDO. So permit me to introduce to you our Honorable Chairman of NEDO Europe, Dr. Oshai Obasakola. Doctor, please, you are welcome to this program.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure being here.
It looks so cute and so neat, and I can see Nigeria reflecting all over you.
Thank you so much.
All right. I do not know what has happened to the other speakers, but we are expecting Honorable Rex Esenowo, who is the Financial Secretary of NEDO Europe, to be among us. But in the absence of Rex right now, we have Honorable Kaya Seze, who is also the Public Relations Officer of NEDO Europe. Honorable Kaya, please, can you say hello to Radio Voice of Niger listeners?
Yeah, Radio Voice of Niger, good morning. I'm super excited to be here. And then, this is the moment I've been waiting for. Thank you, Reverend, for having us here. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sister. It's a privilege. So we're also expecting Honorable Susan Wire. We expect her to be part of this program because we also know that they were among the people who started this 1 week in and for Nigeria. So we wanted her to at least benefit from this discussion and to also tell us how far they have been going on with this project. But I don't know why they have not zoomed in. And I don't know, Dr. Pasekula, were you able to share the link with them because we asked you to help us do that?
Oh, yes. Well, unfortunately, Honorable Susan Wires will not be able to make it because of urgency of, Monday. A lot of things have been planned earlier. Right. So she gave her apologies for not being here. But the Honorable Rex is supposed to be with us.
Okay. In the absence of them, we are just starting because we know that you, the chairman and the PRO, you have enough to tell us about this project. So we are not afraid at all. So will we just hear a bit of the music at the background?
No, let's just proceed.
Right, let's go. Apostle, would you please start up with...
Yes, of course. So for starters, honorable panelists, would you tell our listeners what is NEDO really? And, for some may not be familiar with it, but what is NEDO and what does it stand for and where are we going with NEDO?
Yeah, thank you very much once again. Thank you for having me. Yeah. NEDO is an acronym for Nigerians in Diaspora Organization, which was initiated or probably we can say prompted by the former president of Nigeria, President Olusegun Obasanjo, in if you can recollect, Nigeria was seen to be in isolation during the Abacha regime. So when the civilians came in, the first thing he did was to be traveling all over the world. And when he was doing that, President Olusegun Obasanjo, he discovered that a lot of Nigerians are living abroad and doing a lot of good things that Nigeria could tap into, either you know, in terms of financial resources or even professional, achievements of Nigerians. In the process, he also met a lot of varieties of organizations, which are, you know, from local later organization to national level. But he felt that there was need for us to have what we can say the backbone of the Nigerians in living abroad as an organization, where he can actually be like a one-stop shop, and be able to galvanize the resources of these very successful Nigerians outside the country. That's why how the organization started. He just gave us that challenge that you guys should form such organization, and he supported us even financially from the presidency of Nigeria to kickstart the organization. That was in the year 2000, 2001.
Okay.
It started in Americas and later on moved to Europe. So in Europe, it was established in 2002.
Okay.
So we marked 20 years anniversary.
Awesome. Big congratulations to Nido Europe for having come this far. But the other question that one might be wondering about is this the only and authoritative body representing Nigerians diaspora globally? I know there are one or two other Nigerian diaspora organizations. Tell us about NIDO in contrast with the others.
Yes, like I mentioned earlier in my introduction, that there are a lot of organizations that be existing before NIDO came in. They have different missions, different bodies. The Nigerian organization NIDO was established for the purpose of galvanizing and harmonizing, the resources, financial resources and human resources that the diasporans could offer for homeland development.
Yes.
So that's where it is different. So the homeland development is our target, and everything we do, we look at it how it would impact positively on Nigeria.
Yes.
So be it economy, be it politics, be it social, be it humanitarian, just like the program we're doing now, is part of it, of homeland development and impacting on Nigeria. So in relation to other organizations, we count them as part of us. We are their representative. We are like the interface between government and Nigerians in diaspora. So we are at the forefront of pursuing whatever mission or whatever intention or request Nigerians are having abroad, towards what Nigerian government should be doing, alleviate our own positions outside the country. So NIDO is the umbrella organization.
All right, that is very, very powerful. We want us to know that our answers have to be spontaneous. That means when Honorable Kaius or any other guest speaker wants to come in, please, you can always come in. We don't need to be calling you by your names, so that when we want to play this broadcast on the television, then we know that it's not just like you. Okay? So let it be spontaneous. So, Honorable Kaius, where you want to add up to what the Honorable Chair is saying, please feel free. Whenever he finishes, then you can come in. So on this note, you want to say something before I go on for the next question?
Okay. Yeah, Reverend, thank you for that. Just like our Honorable Chairman has said, there are a whole lot of organizations in Europe that are quite incorporated in their regions. But I think NIDO itself has this legitimate ground to interface with the government. And we are also in good, we liaise properly with the diplomatic missions of all countries, because whenever we're having our annual general meetings, we are privileged to have the presence of the ambassadors of that country of the host.
Yes.
So, and in this regard, the federal government and also the Nigerian Diaspora Commission, they recognize NIDO officially. And then whenever we have any correspondence, they give us a very sound attention. And that shows that we are really working with the Nigerian government. Thank you.
I have a follow-up question. Can you just give us some insight into the structure, the makeup of NIDO. I know there are local chapters and all that, and also to give us some insight into the setup of the CEC, the Central Executive Council. So give the listeners a picture of how the NIDO is structured locally and internationally.
Yeah, thank you very much. The structurally is organized continentally. We have NIDO in Europe, we have NIDO in Americas, in Asia, in Africa, in Oceania. So in Africa, in Europe particularly, we have country chapters. You know, country chapters are chapters that are made up in a particular country. We have one in each of the countries of Europe.
Yeah.
Apart from UK, we have two. The reason being that, of course, UK being the unique location, it's our colonial master, we call it colonial master, and that is the concentration of Nigerians. So we have two chapters there. That is the Scotland, that's the North, UK North, we call them. And in the south, England.
The south, yes.
Yeah, so we have two, but apart from that, in other countries, we have only one chapter. And they are made up of Nigerians who are living in those chapters. In executive structure, we have the chairman, we call them chapter chairs of all these chapters, and they have their own executives also. While at the center, we have general election, where all the chapters participate, all the members of the chapters participate, direct election by all members, and we elect executives, and they are continental officers. Like myself, I'm the continental chairman of this organization in Europe. So I'm, coordinating all the chapters and representing them when it comes to, relating with them, a particular third party like government or any agency.
Yeah, we'll still come to some of the achievements and, the things that NIDO has been able to accomplish thus far. But we're looking at 20 years down the road. And we know that from 18, any child who attains the age of 18 is considered an adult and can make and should make his or her own decisions, right?
Yeah.
So we can conclude that NIDO has come of age.
Of course.
Yes, we are.
Would you say that NIDO has really leveled up to the expectation that is placed on it at age 20?
Yes, you are very right that at 20 you are already being counted as an adult. So no,
a young adult. Yes.
Yes, young adult, and of course excuses have been minimized. If you are, adolescent, you can give reason for adolescency and all those things. But of course, as an adult, you have been, there are certain things that's expected from you already. And of course, even if you are doing something bad in the past, you are now having the opportunity of, resetting yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what NIDO is doing now. We are now realizing some of the lapses, some of the problems and the tooting, we can call it tooting problems, that we had at the initial stage. And of course, you cannot blame us for that much, because first of all, I've told you that there were a lot of organizations existing before NIDO came into being. So the first challenge we had was the challenge of supremacy or challenge of somebody say, oh no, we've been existing, you need to, who are you guys, yeah, and all those stuff. And of course we had that challenge, and of course some capitalized on that to destabilize the initial foundation that this organization had. And of course some of them also had the political backing, so as a result you even see parallel organization being organized alongside NIDO just to displace NIDO. So that was the initial thing. Then, of course, as we moved on also within ourselves also, not everybody understood the mission of NIDO. Some are still looking at the organizations they are coming from. Some are, religious inclined, some are ethnic inclined, some are professional inclined, So a lot of mixture of different people or perception of people knowing what exactly NIDO or what they should be looking at if they are a member of NIDO. So those are the problems that, put NIDO in a position that now, as the age of 20, we are now reassessing some of them. And we are also redirecting our focus why we are strengthening the mission of promoting investment, foreign direct investment to Nigeria. We are also promoting our own investment, that is diaspora. We call it diaspora direct investment now. Mm-hmm. We're also encouraging our people, our members, and to move to, see Nigeria as a destination for investment. We're also doing now humanitarian intervention, which we have been somehow downplaying before. We have discovered that a lot of people in Nigeria don't even know what NIDO is doing. As an organization, of course, they know about diaspora, the remittances, and personal intervention that people do in your personal ground, helping your locality, people are requesting for support. But as an organization, we have not been doing much in that direction. So we're also looking at that, humanitarian intervention and charity. So these are the things that 20 years has given us the time to reassess and reposition ourselves.
Would you honestly say that NIDO has the visibility that it's supposed to have globally and maybe internationally and maybe on the local level? Like you said, there are other different Nigerian groupings all over the place. But NIDO is supposed to be maybe an overarching, maybe a more at a higher level organizationally speaking, something to bring together resources, diaspora resources, and to mobilize it for development back in Nigeria. Would you say NIDO has attained the visibility it needs to do that very well?
Well, I mentioned, of course, we have need to give maybe a score. Maybe I would say, if it's over 10, I can say we've got at least 6 or 5.5. Mm-hmm. I've mentioned earlier that most of the things that we do, they are not being, documented, or they are not being properly, made known to the public. Mm-hmm. So people see it either as individual initiatives and all those. So what we want to be doing is to increase our feasibility, like you said.
Yeah.
It's making known the strength of our unity. Why we should be together, or why we should pursue a particular project together as an organization, not as an individual, which of course we are always very good in that. But as an organization, we should encourage ourselves to be united in pursuing a particular goal of development, like in Nigeria or any other places. And also, we have also discovered that for us to be feasibly, to be known and to be more impactful, is to be involved in all the other things that, Nigerians are suffering from outside the country. That is, issue of, consular issues.
Yes,
issues of government, not being responsive and all those things. So we also try to be involved. Unlike what we do before, that we say, oh no, it is not part of us. So we discover that it is when we strengthen the position of Nigerians outside the country, mm-hmm. that the real diaspora group will be formed, and they will also be able to contribute towards Nigerian development. So these are the things that we are looking at. And I believe if we continue to do it continuously and consistently, we are going to have a better show.
For me, I think that aspect is very, very important, because in the past, I think we've not really been doing that. So we left that side to the other associations, which we regard as the social associations, and this one, a professional association. Okay, so but those people have been doing those things, and because of that, they have lot of followers around them, and then people are talking about them, and then when it comes to us, they will say, this ones, they say they are professionals, they put on quote, they are professionals. Meanwhile, the other side as well, they have professionals, because there are so many of them who are doctors, and this and this and this and that, but only that they've been involved in the social aspect of the life of the people, and they started from those in the diaspora. While our own focus, as you know, is investment down to Nigeria.
Yes.
So that I can see that the hand of Honorable Kass is raised. So please, he wants to add something.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, thank you very much for that privilege. Just like our chairman has said, which is very correct, in terms of what has been the antecedents, or let me use the word track records of NIDO so far, Going by, you know, since inception, we realized that NIDO took out a very quality time to structure its, you know, country members here in Europe. For a couple of years, NIDO was just networking and trying to have chapters in other countries. And also, like we all know, managing humans has been quite, not really easy, but so far so good. Apart from having up to 20 plus, if I'm not mistaken, chapters here in Europe, because Switzerland also manages Liechtenstein. So apart from that, so we have tried, at first NIDO was trying to ensure that the unity of Nigerians in Europe, you know, is well structured. We needed to get to know one another and ensure other chapters are created. And now, afterwards, now I think since a few years ago now, NIDO has deemed it very necessary to put its boots on ground in Nigeria, and they also started with this monitoring to be elected as part of the international team to monitor the just concluded election. Yes. Which I'm super proud to have our chairman in Nigeria, who was our home all through to ensure that there's a need for, you know, transparency, and also NIDO has also taken that keen interest to partner with other registered organizations in Nigeria, which a program was just done in Nigeria, Nigeria School Project, which I was also privileged to be part of the people who organized the program, and NIDO gave us the support. So, and then to add to that, the Nigerians in Diaspora Organization Europe Foundation will be launched during this week in Nigeria, and this is also one of the milestones NIDO is craving for, to ensure that its visibility in Nigeria is well recognized. And I'm sure we're going to cover more grounds soon. Yeah.
Okay, so if I may ask, this project you are talking about, launching of NIDO organization, NIDO
Foundation.
Yes, NIDO Foundation in Nigeria. So does that mean that any project we have here and we want to execute it in Nigeria, we will just go over there and execute it, then it will just serve the notion, the we will be doing it under our own NGO. Is that what you mean?
Exactly.
Wow, that's good.
Exactly, that is exactly what we want to do.
Yeah,
thank you very much. I mentioned earlier that we've been doing a lot of
things. Excuse me, sir, has it been registered?
Yeah, you know, that's the process. So we're launching it, and we're processing the process of legal standing.
My God, this is
with the intention. Yes, the intention. Thank you very much for that commendation. Wow. The intention is that we've discovered, like I earlier said, we've been doing a lot of things.
Yes,
we did a lot of things for all these years.
Yes,
but we have not been able to let people know that we are the one doing it.
This is
because we did institutionalize it. So Jesus. What my administration have been doing is to institutionalize some of these things that we've been doing. Yes, past administration before myself, they've been doing a lot. But
yes,
we couldn't institutionalize some of these things so that the legacy we already there.
Yes.
And people come and know that, this is the structure.
Yes.
Through which you do A, B, C, and D.
Yes.
And that is what we're doing. So the structure of foundation is to help us, especially about all these humanitarian things that we are doing.
Yes.
And we will not be, you know, being be clouded by the other organization.
Not
through which we realize some of the things we
don't need to be sidetracked. Like,
exactly. So that is
another people are taking the glory of it. So, but it's our own organization. It is
our own, yes. It's our own, it's NIDO. And we continue to, you know, fund it and make sure that it works with you know, the right people at the board of that club.
Hmm.
Well, big compliments on that.
I'm excited.
Yes. So, but over the years, what would you say has been some of the maybe bottlenecks which have hampered smooth progress and...
I think before we go to the bottlenecks, it would be nice, Apostle, it would be nice for us to discuss some of the successes, because let's go first to the successes, because I just like we've made mention of one now. I said I'm excited because I mean, I serve.
Let's mix the things up. It doesn't matter. The questions are just coming. Let them come from any angle. We're going to tackle everything with this tackle. So let it be as spontaneous as possible. So some of the bottlenecks which have, you know, 20 years down the road, it hasn't been a smooth sailing. But what would you mention some of the bottlenecks which have hampered progress up until now? And of course, the last thing you're talking about, setting up that foundation in Nigeria, which is very fantastic and going to maybe streamline a lot of things. But what has hampered progress up until now? And that you may having to take some of the steps that you're taking now to correct some of the deficiencies that you have had along the line.
One of the, of course, the bottlenecks is the attitude of Nigerians. You know, you cannot remove it. We have a lot of attitudes, and people bring them into the organization. And as a result, of course, for you to be able to do anything, you have to struggle, you have to argue, you have to, you know, convince beyond the reasonable doubt. Even what we're doing currently, even though you are, you know, you are clapping now and you know, excited, of course there are people who are also not you know, following it and probably thinking differently, but that is the type of people we have. So amongst our membership, we have people who are here to, you know, understand that the concept or maybe the slogan behind the organization is, you know, think of what you can do for your country. If I can borrow the American, think of what you can do for your country and not what your country can do for you.
Yes.
So, first of all, you have to have that mentality that you are going to need, not to of course, you are going to get something eventually, that is by being known, by even learning more from others. You know, the networking that Nigerians organization provide, this is, you know, it's also, for example, if I not be a member of NIDO, probably I wouldn't have known yourself, I wouldn't have known, you know, Reverend, you know, Helen, you know, so these are the things of Kaios or any of that place. So these are the benefits of being part of us, because you know people beyond your locality, beyond your country or abroad. And so that is you know, the problem we're having, that we're here to have that, you know, to utilize that opportunity of networking. Then the second one, which is, of course, I've said earlier, is the issue of this divide and rule. People still have that sentiment of different sentiments. Mm-hmm. They still try to associate more with what they know, maybe their local organization or local association. So these things, some of the sentiments still play, or here is ugly head amongst us. That's another thing. Then the third one, which I think is very important, is the issue of this institutionalizing our things, so that, you know, it will not be like a, you know, a new regime comes, another come, and we don't understand what exactly is going on. But if there's institutional institutions that are already set in place, then you can follow it through and know what exactly you have to do. You have mentioned earlier the, you know, what we are doing, and I mentioned that we are trying to also get involved in some of the welfare of our people. And one of it was during the Ukraine war crisis, you know, the initial starting of it. I sat down and I said, well, we cannot fold our arms and be seeing what is happening, and we say, oh, okay, no, it doesn't concern us, part of it. No, I said no. I made sure that we got involved. We did well, the little we can do. We help Nigerians with information, with resources to cross to the other borders, and you know, make sure that government is also on it. We started pushing the Nigerian government. They even use our officers as the contact point of persons for all these countries, where anybody gets to the border, we call any of our officers in Hungary, in Poland, in you know, in Slovakia, all these countries, our NIDO or executive, where the people who were helping the embassies to make sure Nigerians cross to the borders, and they were taken care of, and before they were evacuated to Nigeria. And some of them are still even staying in some of these countries, and they are still being assisted by our chapters in those countries. So these are the things that we're doing, and we've seen that it was a mistake. We, you know, we started getting involved, even now institutionalizing it.
Awesome. That's quite impressive. You know, I think a lot of people ought to be hearing about these things, you know, these accomplishments, so it can be celebrated even more, I think. So kudos for Alice taking a step in setting up the foundation. But of course, still on the some of the high points you have accomplished within 20 years, please take us through a litany of some of the things you have done. Lido has, not you per se, but Lido has done for the past 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. I mentioned it that individually we've done even a lot more than NIDO does, did in as an organization. But the first years of its existence, mm-hmm. Under a very vibrant chairperson in the continent, we did a lot of, we started a lot of initiatives. Mm-hmm. We had, diaspora data. I don't know, people have been asking, how many of us, why don't we have data of Nigerians? Actually, NIDOS had, made an attempt to have that, data, diaspora data.
And what's the purpose of that?
To harness
the professionals who are outside,
what they are doing, by through those data. And so that we, the government and any other organizations who actually tap into it and, made use of it. We also made an attempt to have a diaspora fund, diaspora investment fund. That, did not, fly as much as we would have had it because of the initial problems that we're having with, the understanding of what the organization could do. We launched it, but unfortunately, it didn't go well because of those problems and because there was no continuity also. One of the things that we did, we did solar, those early years of Nigeria, people were doubting if solar energy would be a very good alternatives to hydro, and we showed them example by installing a solar energy in a village somewhere in Niger State, which is all of us as member of NIDO contributed money to buy the panel and take it to Nigeria. We also had a lot of initiatives, promotional initiative, educational initiative, skill acquisition programs and initiatives. Many of these things were being done, like I mentioned, is because some of them were not being put through because the structures. So either it will end up, some of them ended up becoming somebody's SS's program or project after leaving the leadership and the executive of the organization. But we want to avoid that in future by making sure whatever we have we make it known and it's put in our foundation.
Yes.
So that even if I leave office tomorrow, I will not take any project that belongs to NIDO away.
Yeah. So all of are these, okay, this is about the main ones. So of all of these, which ones stand out the most, and which ones are you the most proud of that we can say, well, this is a flagship project of NIDO. We can wave it and show it to the whole world. This is what NIDO has accomplished.
The 1 week for Nigeria. That's
what I want the chairman to speak, not you.
I've said it that most of the things that you could have flagged as our own achievement, my head
have been hijacked.
People, I don't want to mention a particular one because some people might say, it is my own now. I was the one that brought it to NIDO, honestly. So I know. There are a lot of areas that we've impacted on in Nigeria, be it in politics, of course, we are the vanguard of pushing for diaspora voting, even NITCOM. I think one of the things we can be proud of NITCOM is that is Nigerian Diaspora Commission.
Yes.
NIDO was, very, very
much headed it.
We had a lot of moving around, not only in Europe, all over the world.
Yes.
making sure we lobby to make sure that we have that NITCOM established. So establishment of NITCOM is one of our achievements, yes. And I don't think we should be shy from it.
No.
NITCOM is a government agency, it's an interface between us and the government, but nevertheless, we are instrumental reality to establishing it. So
yes.
That is what. And all other issues, concerning what we can call soft achievement, maybe, or maybe tangible or intangible, if you want to use the word financial terminology. We have tangible ones which we can see, there are intangible ones which we cannot see, but the impact is known. In the educational sector, we've been pushing for No Child Left Behind. We've been promoting a lot of child education through our chapters. A lot of initiatives are going on there. We're also promoting businesses to Nigeria. A lot of trade missions and investment missions are going to Nigeria. We are also promoting now health mission, whereby we also promote health also. So in those areas, you might not see it in touch it, but at least the people that are impacted on through those awareness of health, we offer Remember Nido as a good organization.
What do you mean by health promotions? What do you mean by that?
We do awareness. For example, this, we are going to Nigeria now. We have this high blood pressure awareness program, whereby we are giving, not only telling people the impact and the consequences of high blood pressure, not following your health.
Yes.
We also buying the machine. We're also taking the machine to Nigeria.
Yeah.
Give to hospitals. Whereby the hospital will be able to use, allow people to test their blood pressure.
Yeah.
Make sure they follow it up. So that those are the things that NIDO is now getting involved directly, not using third party that we are guiding for the this thing before, afterwards. So those are the things we are doing now.
Well, thank you so much. I think at this juncture we need to welcome Honorable Finsec, who have just joined the broadcast, Honorable Rex. I said, well, welcome to this broadcast.
Thank you very much, Honorable Dr. Helen, and thank you to Pan African Media for this wonderful job. It's a pleasure being here. Thank you to everyone listening and watching us over there.
Awesome.
God bless you.
Awesome. So, as our FinSec, and then we are talking about our NGO that is upcoming. So, in what areas do we expect to get finance to sponsor this NGO? Is it by collection, or are there some other organizations you intend to meet for funding? How do we intend to fund this NGO of NIDO?
Definitely, the project NIDO Foundation that is coming up is very, very interesting one, which, for over the years, you have been one of the pioneers of these initiatives. And as we know, the issue of funding has always been an issue right from the beginning, and what we are having right now at hand is to make sure that we widen the scope of that opportunity that the NIDO has always been working on. As you know, our motto is in concerns of national development.
Yes.
And when you talk about national development, you don't limit it to a particular maybe a sector. It's about all the sectors.
Yes.
And as such, we also expect different sectors, be it the banking sector, the oil industry,
yes,
be it SMEs, be it even startups, we are ready to work with everybody, and we'll be happy to see people support the foundation immensely, so that we can make an impact which we have always been striving towards over the past 20 plus years. So that's what I think. We are not limiting to anyone. Nigerians in diaspora, Nigerians at home, even Africans can contribute to this national development initiative, which we are kicking off now after 20 years, launching and celebrating the 20th anniversary and launching the foundation. I think it's going to be good for everybody.
It is too powerful. I'm so excited about this. I think every diaspora will want to be giving to us at NGO, because now we know that there's something where it is going into, and then we will be very proud to say, this is our own NGO, you know?
Exactly.
And anything that is being carried out from that NGO, if it is done for a school or done for a hospital or whatever, then we all will be aware that it's been done by NIDO.
Definitely. It's been an issue for quite a long time. And although NIDO has succeeded in so many things, including many diasporans were convinced and they went home, they set up businesses, even people apart from the remittances. We want to see concrete issues about NIDO, footprints, not only with the humans, with people, with the workforce, but we also want to see projects realized.
Mm-hmm. So we are now preparing for the 20th anniversary. Can you give us some of the highlights of what to expect on this anniversary celebration?
What to expect at this anniversary celebration is we want to see, I would say we want to expect, or we want to see more support of the not only the federal government, the federal and the local governments. That is number one. Secondly, the understanding of the government and the environment to fully understand that NIDO is most especially, we are talking about NIDO Europe now specifically, NIDO is a resources that you don't have to ignore, because there are so many things inside the diaspora that can be achievable, that can be drawn towards the national development. We want to, we are expecting also, as you know, we are going to launch also for the first time a journal, the Diaspora Insight, which will also encompass so many things. Life at home, life in the diaspora, child education, skills, and so on and so forth. There are so many things in the program, and we want to, we are expecting a very big launch, a very big celebration, a very big diaspora day, and a very big week in Nigeria.
Awesome. Yeah, do you have anything to add to that, please?
Yes, you know, thank you very much. I as you know, Rex has mentioned a lot of it. I believe that some of the areas of intervention that we're taking part in, the youth, you know, inclusion and training, ICT training, we are involved through our collaboration with NIDO Americas. That program is taking place in Jos, Plateau State University. Mm-hmm. And we also have in amongst the programs is, you know, the launching of our journal. You know, NIDO Journal is called the Diaspora Insight. Like I mentioned earlier, we've been doing a lot of things. There have been attempts to have, newsletters, bulletin, and there. But if we are institutionalizing it, we want to make it something that we can even partner with the private sector, with the private property, you know, to have this, journal. Mm-hmm. To become a very frequent one.
Exactly.
And then we now also use the platform to expatiate and inform the public about what NIDO is doing, not only at the continental level, but also at the chapter levels.
Yeah.
Because the chapters are doing their own bit by bit at the level they are. But now we can consolidate all the information and put it in the journal.
Exactly.
And, you know, push it down there, you know, either in print format or in electronic format. So these are the things that we're also doing. It's also part of establishing the foundation, to institutionalize all the things that we'll be doing are very good things, but they are not being documented properly. So it's part of documenting our activities.
It's very powerful.
Yeah, I find that quite interesting. I was actually going to ask why you guys are not blowing your own trumpet, but we just
wait. Yeah, we are going to be doing that now. Okay. We discovered that we need to.
Yeah. Okay. But at this juncture, well, those listeners, we're sorry we have not given you the chance listeners have a question, they are welcome to give us a call on the studio line 020-737-1301. You can give us a call if you have a question or remark for our guests this morning, and they'll be more than glad to answer your questions. In the meanwhile, we'll continue with the discussion. Yes.
Carlos, please.
All right. Thank you, Reverend, for that chance to speak again. Yeah, once again, we're so glad to have our amazing financial secretary here, Honorable Rex. Good to have you here. Just like how what he has said, and also what our chairman have said, they've spoken quite in details, and I really, you know, I affirm to what they have said about the progress we're making so far. But I think at this point, it's very pertinent for me to also highlight that, you know, before now, because I'm just barely 1 year in the European, you know, Central Executive Council, because but I've been, you know, working at the German chapter as the assistant secretary. So since I came on board, so the picture is very clearer, and now I can see the modus operandi, how they've been operating from the central body in Europe, and my own personal observation. Just like also, I can, I'm sure, Reverend Helen also observed what I want to say right now, because one of the things that has hindered the progress of NIDO, I think, let me speak from the perspective of Europe, is it's also something that I observed. A lot of us observed this in Rome, while we met in Rome. So I think it would be very paramount if our people, Nigerians in diaspora, can learn to do things the way the Westerners are doing things in terms of, you know, time management, in terms of ensuring that we're, you know, that professionalism.
Yes.
If we're having maybe a meeting from our private companies in Europe, we tend to be there ahead of time.
Yes.
But there's a meeting, executive meeting or normal meetings, you know, you see our people, Nigerians, coming like 30 minutes after the time, and then 1 hour there. So this also affected the last election, because a lot of people were not quite pleased, because a certain country were supposed to submit, you know, their electoral ballots ahead of time. But on this day, on the day we were, so all those things, you know, our nonchalancy has not been giving us that, you know, that impetus to, you know, to push NIDO Europe the way we should push, because by the time there are thin lines, lacunas, nonchalancy, and then in negligence, It's very difficult for the management to really put things together. And in the end, you see us arguing, trying to claim, you know, the right, which is not. So I really urge Nigerians in diaspora in all parts to ensure that we are against to professionalism. As leaders, people are looking up to us so that whenever we're correcting the abnormalities in Nigeria, we should be able to also to say, yes, we're getting it right in Europe. So that is the only thing that has really impeded most of our growth. And I believe the executives are really trying our best now, and I'm sure we are getting it right for now. Thank you.
You are very, very right. What you are saying is so right, Honorable Kaios, because it's not only about NIDO Europe alone, even NIDO America. They're going through the same thing too, because I recommended two of my siblings, and these are professionals. These are medical doctors. This is a surgeon. I'm recommending to NIDO so that he can begin to, he has his own practice. He has his own practice in Long Island. And the other one is in Ohio. And the other one is in Atlanta. My brothers, they are all in Edison. So I was recommending them to NIDO, and they were so excited because they always see me involved in NIDO in one way or the other. So they follow, sometimes even they sponsor my trip. So do you know that up till now, NIDO America have been playing them hanky-panky just like this. The one in Ohio told me, he said, sis, I can't be tossed around this way, please. I better stay the way I am. Because he works in a district where they develop lots of new things, you know, that would technologies that would help us as well in Nigeria. So there was this thing he wanted to suggest to NIDCOM. So, of course, he has contacted with Honorable Abike Dabri and the rest. But they said, okay, he has to go through NIDO America. It has been so difficult for him, even for me, to know who is the chapter chair of that side. That one now was, no, they will give me a name. I'll call out what I want. It's not to me, it's this other one. Give me the detail, let me connect him direct. I said, this is my segment. I need to know where I must connect him. I can't just give you his number. So give me the contact person of the chair. Let me introduce myself, and then let me connect my sibling. The surgeon told me you know what? I'm no more interested. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. This somebody like his own practice in Long Island. Mm-hmm. Okay? These are the sort of people we would need who can help in one way or the other. Because mm-hmm. we are really doing things for this. I mean, every year they normally go, he takes the medical practitioners in America, they go to the White House. This is my senior what I'm talking about. So and you will see the photos, you will see all of those things. And then this guy, I managed to convince him to come and become a leader. But
our apostle.
So it has been like this, not only Leader Europe. When the Leader Africa opened their own or Leader Asia, you will be wondering. So the professionalism we say we have, let us implement, let us utilize it very well. Let it reflect every aspect of our life. Let it reflect every, let us be straightforward in our dealings with one another. Because if we don't do that, we will continue to go like this. Other people will struggle and establish something like this NGO. Another group will come and they will now want to destabilize it. That shouldn't be nice.
Before you respond, let me just caution everybody. We have just about 3 minutes to go. So answer that one very briefly, and then you give us maybe your final remarks before we finish the broadcast this morning. Yes,
all right, you want me to
respond to the concern?
I mentioned it earlier that we have some characters that are peculiar to us. So you can use that to explain what is happening. But on I think in Europe we're a little bit even more stable. This continent you're mentioning,
yes.
Where even at the NIDO worldwide level, which I'm the current coordinating chairman of that platform, NIDO Worldwide, we're also using it to also promote, democracy within ourselves. Internal democracy is also problems that are, bedeviling our organizations. Some of the continents, some of the chapters, the leadership is not, properly, defined. And as a result, anybody can claim anything. Even in Europe, we also discovered that some people going about, even registry organization that we call NIDO.
Yeah.
They just call it NIDO. So just to destabilize the mainstream NIDO, they go around registering organizations that have similar acronym or similar name. Some call it Nigeria Development Organization, Nigeria Diaspora Development Organization, Nigeria Diaspora, something like that. Some people even call it NIDO, just NIDO. So as a result, you start confused about which of the NIDO is NIDO.
Yes.
We are very concerned about that, and I think we are going to be very we are coming very hard on them very soon. All these people who are trying to steal our identity, and as a result, confuse people who are very resourceful, who should be be part and parcel of this organization.
Yes.
We don't want a situation whereby somebody, for example, a counselor or a minister in another country who wants to associate with NIDO gets confused and say, who am I dealing with? So we want to, make sure that those type of stealing of our identity will be dealt with. And another thing I want to say is that, of course, we can't remove our attitude. I believe we should, change our attitude towards national issues. People have allegiance to their own localities than to the national. So when it comes to national, they think everything, anything goes. But your attitude should show, your professionalism should show in what you do, and so that people will be happy to be member of this organization. So I will go.
Yeah, well, I have some suggestions, but I guess we don't have. It's very important. So there must be some active way of enforcing these things for it to work better. If you can change the culture and people's behavior and attitudes, that would be a huge step forward in bringing success.
You're very, very right, because some people join up NIDO, and then before you know it, they come in with this kind, what do I call them? Borrow me that language. I normally, I say they are very antagonistic. They are very, very,
Visibility,
you know, they come with that attitude, you know, yeah, and before you know it, they establish their own leadership under that kind attitude that is very, very
honorable. Reverend, if you permit, I want to say, of course, having heard what we are discussing right now, I believe it is important to note that. There is, of course, a constitution, and there are rules of engagement already written down in black and white. We also have disciplinary measures to address the issues in question. Already, neither or Middle Europe has applied those
measures. A form we sent online for people to fill out. So fill it so that we can have the idea of people who are joining us at the celebrations or at any of those places that we go. You can, if you are not going, please, you can make donations to us. We are looking for donations. People, for example, 10 euro, 20 euro, 100 euro, you know. Some people might say, oh, it's too small for them to do something in their local. But if you pass it through us, your 10 euro, your 20 euro, 50 euro, your 100 euro, we'll be more, you know, when we gather it together, it will be more impactful than when you send it, you know, individually. So don't be shy about what you can offer us. You know, give us as much as you can. And we have our, you know, PayPal account and the bank account that you can send through it. Just indicate what you are doing, what you are sending it for. Either as, you know, donation towards the foundation or a Week in Nigeria project, or any other purposes, and let us have it. If you are able to travel to Nigeria, please join us during that week. Next week, everybody will be traveling. Our arrival is on the 18th. We'll be in Nigeria from the 18th to 26th. 25th and 26th is the National Diaspora Day, which is being celebrated by Nigerian government. NIDO will be part of it, and NITCOM is the organizer. So we will be joining them on the 25th and the 26th. So we're joining it with the week. So it ends up with that National Diaspora Day. So you are all welcome, not only you, but your people in Nigeria. We're looking for, I hope some of them are watching us, who are located to Nigeria or anywhere in the world, among especially our people who were the initial members of this organization. Please join us to come and celebrate and reflect. It's the time for reflection. And our former chairman, Dr. John George, our very respectable former continental chair, to, you know, put up something as a reflection. What is thinking? After seeing the organization, since he left office in 2009, what is his perception? I hope he will be able to put on something at least for our journal. So if he's hearing us now, I'm just reminding him to please don't forget I've made it known to the public that you're coming up with something for us. And of course, we have a lot of our former continental chairpersons.
But just as Bobby was highlighting, during Nigeria, one week in and for Nigeria, where a couple of activities have been lined up. Launching of the NIDO Euro Foundation, Diaspora Foundation, also featuring IT skills, and the visitation of needy, the albinos, the blind, free health checks, and the Diaspora Journal, which also will be unveiled. Many, many nice things that are coming up. So please make the point to be there if you cannot follow every aspect of the program. It's going to be exciting, and we can't wait to have you be a part of it.
Please, we don't have a chance to tell the public listening to us now the venue for some of this program.
The main venue for the 22nd July program is a location that's a K-class hotel in Abuja. That's where we're going to be. That information is in the public. As to the other programs, of course, as we get to Nigeria, we'll be moving from places to places. So whoever joins us from where we live, our hotel will be the one that will be joining us in all the places that we go. So be online, see us,
information, follow our information, our website, our groups, and ask any of the officers. They will give you information in more details. As to online participation that people are asking us, that will only be possible for the 27th program that is launching and anniversary. On the 27th, we're working on it to provide online participation so that, I mean, you will see what is going on and see a part of it. You can be in your room, also be raising your glass of champagne to France. Congratulations to Nido. We'll also send you some money when you see that this. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mama. We'll send the money to you. Don't be nice.
Thank you, and we still need to remind, we still need to remind the state governors that those who have no diaspora desk in their cabinet should be established. And they must link, they should link up with us so that every year when we have diaspora day, they should invite us to their states.
Exactly.
Tell us what they have. Tell us the program they need for the state development. Tell us what we can do to assist the state also. The diaspora guests must link up with NIDO everywhere in the world. Nigeria Europe is always ready to accept those collaborations. So please, there is nothing that doesn't exist in the diaspora that can help Nigeria grow. So please, state governors, local government, chairman,
yes,
federal government, ministers, all of you, please join us in celebrating and join us in making Nigeria a better nation for all.
Awesome.
You heard it all. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for your time, and we wish you well as you prepare for this great day, a good program in Nigeria.
Media, you are doing a wonderful job for the nation, is part of the national development. We appreciate.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pan Africa. Thank you, we really appreciate you for what we're doing. And it's part of promoting Nigeria. Like I said, we'll be doing it privately and collectively. So your private initiative is what is giving us this platform to come to the here and talk to people. So we wish you success and thank more you. Expansion of your scope.
Amen.
And so we thank you, and we wish to see everybody. So whatever form you can support, we always welcome your support. And we wish
you. Harry, I hope you're going to see you in Abuja, man. I hope you're coming, man. Don't say no. Don't say no.
As you can see, our new, our young PRO is doing a fantastic job.
Yes, if
I have to list everything he's doing, not only for this organization, for the nation, time will not be enough.
I've been longing to have interview with the CEC members, and it was like it was not coming. But thank God for
exactly. Thank you, I actually told him the same thing. He was surprised that so we'll be looking for him to be a member of the executive in the center even before he knew about it. So I said, yes, it's like that. We've been looking for him somehow. He was surprised himself. He never knew.
We are very open to youth engagement, ladies,
everyone who has something to contribute. That's very powerful. So keep it up, Honorable Kayas. God richly bless every one of you.
And God bless you too.
We look forward to having another interview when the anniversary is over. Then we can recap again, and then at least because I believe in featuring NIDO, you know, all the time on my platform. At least like this broadcast on Saturday to be on the air on television, so everybody now can also listen to it globally. So God richly bless you, our continental European here. All of you are continental now. Continental Peace, Continental PR. God richly bless you. And also Susan Wire. I don't know why she's not here, but it's okay, Nani.
Susan Wire has said her apologies, and she has been doing a fantastic job. I mentioned it, the initiative of their program came from the UK South, and she inherited it, and she's been promoting and pushing it very hard before we adopted it in the center. So she's an amazing woman, and we wish to have such type of people in NIDO with her energy, with her resourcefulness, and all what you have she's been spending a lot of her personal money moving all over the place.
Wow, that's
so I wish her all the best. She's just amazing.
That's good.
We're happy to have her as our coordinating head for this.
Wow, awesome. We just hope that the hijackers will not hijack our NGO anymore. And yes. This one has come to stay. So God richly bless you, gentlemen, and
thank you.
Have a successful week.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.
That was a long one. Yeah, we just had Lido Europe executives discuss the upcoming 1 week in Nigeria, called the Week In for Nigeria. And also it's a part of, an extension of the Diaspora Day, the annual program, which takes all the diasporans back home to Nigeria for in pursuance of national development. Oh, so we just hope you have enjoyed that one too. For the next 10 minutes or so, we just treat you to some good gospel music before we say bye-bye. So, all this time, our time is up. We'll leave you with this beautiful music. Great are you, Lord. Why is it not? God bless you, and we want to wish you a good week. Until we see you again next week. Bye for now.
Chavambo.